Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
The director of the watchdog, which analyses drink and drug driving in Ireland, has said that new efforts are needed to tackle repeat and high-risk offenders after new figures showed 36 people were arrested three times last year for drink and drug driving and 172 drivers were arrested twice. The alarming information was contained in the latest annual report by the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Professor Dennis Cusack is director of the MBRS and he joins me now. Professor Cusack, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thank you. Good evening.
They're remarkable, aren't they? Shocking stats, really. There's so many repeat offenders on the roads when it comes to drink and drug driving. It's very worrying. What did your research show in regard to this? Give us some breakdown. And what do you think needs to be done to tackle it?
Yeah, well, these figures are in our 2022 annual report. It's packed with information. It's about 45 pages. And I think we have to start in saying, look, we're dealing with a very tragic and shocking increase in deaths. I think the latest figure is 131 people have lost their lives on the roads to date this year, nearly as much as many as in the entirety of 2022. So we have over 9,400 samples in, about 5,600 blood and urine, 3,800 for breath, and for drugs, about 3,800. What are they showing? Well, they're showing, and you asked about the repeat, you're quite right, 36 drivers had samples in over the limit three times, 172 were twice. But can I tell you, in the previous year, there was one driver who actually had 15 times samples in a three-month period. These are shocking figures. And the figures, they're not just, you know, people slightly over the limit. The average blood alcohol that we found was 160. And when you think for the ordinary driver, that's not the novice or the professional driver, the limit is 50.
Is there anything in terms of an age profile, Dennis, in terms of who was detected?
Indeed, I'm afraid from 14 to 96, and about 80% of the people who offend are under 45 years of age. About 85%, the vast majority, are men. And in one sample, we got up to 415. And medically, that amount of alcohol would be enough to actually kill some people from alcohol poisoning.
My goodness. And what about times of the day when people were detected?
Times of the day, not surprisingly for alcohol, the peak times are between 10 o'clock at night and 2 o'clock in the morning, and particularly Saturday night, Sunday night, and into Monday morning. And the pattern is similar with drugs. Again, we found with cannabis, you know, that the average for one type of cannabis was 6.2, more than six times the limit. For another type of cannabis was 65, more than 12 times the limit. Cocaine, it was more than 3.5 times the limit was the average for one type and more than 12 times for others. So in the on the background of all of these terrible deaths, the message has to go out, you know, there are people who are really, they're driving when they're very drunk and they're driving when they're very, very bad with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And look, one of the things is a small number of these people may also be in trouble in terms of addiction and health. So they do, of course, have to face the penalties through the courts if they're brought to court by the Gardaí. But I would also like to see that for certain people, we need to step in and we need to find out, why are they doing this so often? Mm-hmm. Do they have a health problem? The chances are they do.
And maybe the addiction element is why there is a repeat offending. And I'm sure that's what you're getting at there. I think that's part of it.
But I think it also may be, it takes a long time for some of these cases to get to court. So someone could be have a sample alcohol over the limit or drugs that are high, but still have their license because they haven't been brought to court. So we've also got to shorten the time it takes to bring people to court.
Well, that certainly doesn't make sense, that anomaly. Can I ask you about detection times, just for one supplementary question on that? Did you say that drink and drug detection times are similar?
No, they're not. And thanks for asking that, because the next point I'd like to make, that we see that the drug times actually go in more, as well as the early hours of the morning, right into the morning and sometimes into the afternoon. And that, to a certain extent, has to do with how the body handles drugs. And also, people often take drugs later into the night than they might alcohol. So there is a difference in the pattern. But as I said, huge numbers of people way over the limit for both.
Way over, and way over the limit, as you say as well. Are things getting worse? Or can we detect that pattern, that things are not improving in terms of drink driving and drug driving in this country?
Sadly, the answer is, you're right, it's still a bad pattern. We're not really seeing a huge decrease. So we're always going to have to, you know, be vigilant. And part of it is making sure Gardaí are out on the road, but also the drivers themselves and families and boyfriends and girlfriends. You know, if your boyfriend or girlfriend or your friend is driving, for God's sake, don't get in the car with them. Try to persuade them not to drive. Take a taxi home. It might be more expensive and inconvenient, but it might save your life or somebody else's life.
I know you're appearing before the Edith's Transport Committee and the Citizens' Assembly, I think, next week. I mean, I'm sure you're gonna break this down in very granular detail for them, but is there a takeaway message that you'll be leaving them with?
Yes, it's this. When you get into a car, either as a driver or as a passenger, if the driver has alcohol or drugs, they're more likely to be speeding in addition to not being able to control the car properly. You're really putting your life at risk. And if you look at the profile for both alcohol and drugs, particularly, and, you know, we were all, or those who are men, we were young men once, so we're not coming down hard on them. We're just saying these are the facts. So for heaven's sake, please think of yourself, think of your friends, think of your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Don't do this. You're going to leave a grieving family, or you're going to have to live the rest of your life with the guilt and the terrible, terrible feelings of maybe having killed somebody, and even worse, in some ways, maybe paralyzing them for the rest of their lives, ruining their lives, shattering their lives. I hate being the bearer of bad news, but it's as real as that. Yeah. Drinking and driving, taking drugs and driving, you're in a lethal machine, putting everybody's life and their health at risk.
Well, sometimes when we discuss statistics in this type of scenario, people forget, don't they, that there are real people and families, grieving families, as you say, behind all of this. Professor Dennis Cusack, Director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, thank you very much indeed for joining us.